I am so grateful and thankful to the entire membership of the Crossing Church. I just don't know how to give thanks from my heart, out of my lips to you. Because you've done a lot of things that I can never expect. But my prayer is that the Lord will continue helping the church to be growing in His grace. And I promise, as far as the Lord allows me to live on earth, in as much as I can still walk and think and eat and sleep and wake up, I will be serving the Lord. Thank you, my pastor. Not just my pastor, but my friend. Thank you, the pastor's family. Let me tell you something. We used to call Sister Connie grandma, but she said we shouldn't call her grandma again. But we love calling her that. So, but because of that, I switched from grandma to sister now. I think that'd be okay. Thank you. You see, I want to tell you one brief testimony. And you begin to see what, when we talk about God's plan, God's grace, I mean, God's will, God's purpose. It is when you get to that purpose, you know what it means. Do you know this very particular church? When it was called Bellevue, it was this very particular church that our prayer card was first of all printed. Our prayer cards. This is the church that first of all printed our prayer cards for us. Do you know, do you understand what I'm saying? I will repeat myself. Some people don't understand it. You know our prayer cards? You all know that? Our prayer cards, we have been using it since 1986. But may I tell you, this is what I'm saying. It is this church, when it was called Bellevue Baptist Church, that printed our prayer card first. The first time we printed our prayer card, it is this church that printed it. And the second print that we have to print, it is that this church, the Crossing Church, that printed the second one. Can you imagine? It's God's own doing. And above it all, I'm giving you my testimony that I cannot hide. And I'm not saying it alone by myself. I'm saying it on behalf of my wife, Rachel, and even churches in Nigeria. It is this church that sits down and considered that it is good that Rachel and Jacob should have religious working visa. And it requested for a lot of things. And this church showed it up and answered all the questions. And the documents now are already with the due officers. Let me use that word. Starting processing. I know I still have testimony I will give to you when the time comes. But this is what I have today. And I say, Pastor, the church, both present and who are not here, I say thank you so much. Now, just a few minutes we have. There are a lot of burdens today. Am I right? I have my body. My wife has her own. And I don't believe there's anybody without a body today. I don't know if you know, just let me know. I would like to see such a person to tell me the secret. Because bodies are of different sizes. Bodies are of different qualities. You know bodies have qualities? Burden, I say. B-U-R-D-E-N. The question today is that before I tell you what I want us to take onto, I want to ask a question. To whom will you take your body? Whom do you think can solve your can bring an end to your body? We are going to see an example here from the Word of God, the Bible. And let us open our Bibles to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. Beginning from verse 43. But I want to read verse 40 first, which says this. Luke 8. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. Now, bunch of people gathered together, knowing for sure that Jesus Christ is coming this way today, and both old, young men and women waiting, longing to see him. And as he came, the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 8, verse 40, Jesus was gladly received. Why? Because they were all waiting for him. But apart from that, then you jump to verse 43, where I want us to concentrate this morning. And it goes on to say in verse 43, and a woman having an issue of blood, 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could it be healed of any. Please let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again. You are the physician of all physicians here on earth and in heaven. And all our bodies are known to you. And as much as we have confidence, believe in you, and we bring it to you, you are ready to solve it all. Would you, God, solve our problems today? Talk to us from heaven above through your word, and please use my heart, my tongue, and help me to say that which you wanted me to say out of your word to our hearts. Bless us together, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. About four things I want us to consider here. One, we want to see this woman's body. Two, I want us to see this woman's faith and action. And three, I want us to see Jesus' reaction. And four, I want us to see another thing, and that is the woman's declaration of faith. The woman's declaration of faith. Number four, I want us to see before I close, Jesus' reaction. Number three, and the woman's faith and action. Two, and the woman's burden. One. You know, I started from bottom, I end up to the edge. I first of all started from head down to the bottom so that you can get, if you don't get the bottom, you get the head. Right? Amen. So, let's see. Verse 43. And a woman having an issue of blood, 12 years which. Okay. Which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could he be healed of any. What in the world bringing your body to Jesus? That is my topic. Bringing your body to Jesus. I have my belief with all my heart, without a pinpoint of deception, that the woman and her people, friends, husband, and all the rest might have spent all they could spend as far as money is concerned. Time wise, energy wise, yet of all these things, it was no appeal, negative. Because the problem or the disease, is a chronic, incurable disease. Otherwise, for 12 years, think of how much that it would have been spent. Yet, she is carrying all this burden all along, all days, all times. But that somebody, the only somebody, like what we sang in our song today, that is always listening to you, that is always around you, whether you sleep, is with you. Whether you are walking, is walking along with you. Whether you are sitting, is sitting with you. Let me give you brief illustration here. If you are walking outside, the sun shining, try to look whether to your side here. Even now, if you stand, look here, you see something behind you. What is that? Your shadow. No matter where you go, see me. No matter where you are go, it goes with you. If you turn, it turns with you. You can never go without your shadow. And I'm using that as an example of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's always with you. So, bringing your burden to him today. Now, this woman, despite the fact of all the money, of all the time, and everything being spent, and no good result, she was not tired of looking for somebody who is able. No wonder why the songwriter says it is so sweet to trust in Jesus. It's sweeter than honey just to know what he needs of you. Now let's go and see. 12 years, the problem still there, no fault. And so again, we come to verse 44. Verse 44 says this: came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. The word means healed, dried up, finished, whatever language, word you can use for that stand. But think of how many people gathered together. You cannot understand this, but I will explain. If it were Nigeria, and it is announced that a governor of Missouri State we come from maybe sunshine, whatever the road might be, and it's going to go through these roads today. Everybody will come out in bunk just to see the governor. And if he had to stop here and get out of his car to stand and talk, oh my goodness, many people might be hurt. If not, you care very much. Because many people will be rushing to see him, to hear him, not just to see how he looks like. But see, now imagine the Lord Jesus Christ is now coming, and people are waiting to see him. And now he came. Think of what will happen. 1959. Late Chief Obafemi Awolowo. He's supposed to be the first president of Nigeria after the independence, but he was not. But what am I talking about him? The very first time I saw him face to face, in a town called, or city called Ilorin, the capital city of Kwara State of Nigeria. I was able to be there, many people. The guy who is piloting him is a, aircraft? It's short mine like this. Thank you, helicopter. And as soon as he finished his campaigning speech, it started to rain. This guy came down, opened the door. This guy entered, closed. By the time the captain would climb up to the helicopter, people, they rushed to dispatch. There was an old man, not very much, but an old man to me. White. This man fell down and they worked on him to death. And nobody knows that something happened. I said this thinking of how many people that came to see Jesus. And among that people, this woman sneakily by all possible means from far behind, I have to see my Lord. I know he has an end to my trouble. I know he will take care of my problem today. Whatever takes me, whatever I'm going to spend to make my way to him, Lord help me. I wasn't there, but I think he said that. Sneakily, the woman got to where Jesus stood. You know what he did? The Bible tells me and you, not me saying it. Don't forget, what we are discussing is bringing your burden to Jesus. And so, that's what for. First, what for is this. And immediately, issue of blood stanched. Finished. Do you know? He is with us as we are here right now. Do you know? He's waiting for you and me to say, this is my problem. It's waiting for you and me to say, this is my need. I don't want to say I am tired, Lord, because you are with me. Take care of it. Bringing your burden to Christ. And so, we see that way. But another thing happened in verses 44 that we see. And then leaving that, what I want all to see, there are things this woman coming to Jesus through these people, that is her faith. That is her faith. It is her faith that enabled him to put up energy out of no energy. Think of the easel that had been running down for 12 years. Think of how weak. But yet, she managed. That is her faith. Another point here is that touching the Lord's garment, that is her action. The type of the garment that she touched, when you see this Jewish dress, the priest, you see they have one long one garment down here. Then they have another little one, just like this, rest here. It is that one on top of the shoulder here that the woman cried and touched. And as soon as she touches that, boom! The Lord is here for us today. It's there. And so there is another thing, verses 45 and 46. Let's see what happened again. But verse 45, and Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and seest thou who touched me? What are they saying, Peter and others? They are now accusing Jesus Christ. They are now accusing the Lord. Don't you see how much we, this is more than how many people? It's now much. Maybe I can use that now. Don't you see how the multitude of people? And you are now saying, who touched me? If it is today's language, I know what we would like to say. You say, are you crazy? That's what they are saying. In essence, that's what they are saying. Don't you see people around you, back, front, sideways, right and left? And you say, who touched me? What are you talking about? But the Lord knows or knew then that something happened. Do you think Jesus don't know what happened? He knows. But you will see why. Why? If Jesus said, I know one thing, whether you accuse me or not, whether you question me or not, but somebody touches me here. Let's see. Verse 46. And Jesus said, somebody had touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. What does that mean? Virtue means power. Certain power. Let me use the word the power, not just a power. The power that cannot be found in any other way. The power that cannot be given by anybody. The power of the Lord from heaven above living with us on earth. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody touched me. And why? Because the person who touched Jesus Christ, she touched it with the intention of faith that if I am able to touch the just any part of what he put on, I'm going to have my problem solved to me. And so, that power goes out. To whom does it go? The power of healing. The power of taking care of the problem. But not just taking care of the problem. Not just healing, but the answer to faithful believers. You can be praying. If you are doubting, the answer will not come. If you are praying with the word, perhaps, the matter with the Lord is never with perhaps. It's yes. Because he is going to do it. Because he loves you. Because he knows what you need. And he's waiting. And he's waiting. That is why you read Matthew 11:28. Come unto me. All ye that labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The perfect rest that the world cannot give, that the world cannot receive, is from the Lord. And so the lady who went to him and see. In that very particular passage we are reading, I want to take it just like that. See, touched her, him, and so Jesus' reaction is what I have read to you. Who touched me? He asked that. He knew who touched him. He knew why the doctor touched him for, but he wanted to bring that thing out for the benefit of others, so that others might know. I know for sure, not only that woman that day that had a problem, chronic ones like of us, it may not be of the same, but that woman said, whenever I can see Jesus, I know my problem is solved. And so he carried that. And that's what I am urging my people today. No matter what, my big financial issues is there. Remember, he told the disciples, go to the river's shore, a bank. the fish will bring out them. And whatever fish you see on the bank of the river, go there, open its mouth. What do you find? Find money to pay the tax. He can provide anywhere, anytime, all the time. Just ask him with faith. But if you are doubting, that's another problem. Hey, my brother, my sisters, that is one thing again. To God's answering our prayers. Sometimes, it's not just instantly, automatically. It might be, my son, my daughter, please wait a bit. Your time is coming. But don't give up. Think of 12 years. She doesn't give up to come and see Jesus. Sometimes, hey, my son, this is exactly the time. You come at the right time. Have it. And you have it. Oh, not that way. What you are asking for today is better, but not now. Wait until that comes for you. That time comes for you. Because God will never give you anything that you will be accusing him again. He wants to give you perfect thing, useful thing. So it's going to be given at his own time. My advice is, if that comes to your own point before the Lord, stand with faith. He's going to do it. Lastly, what happened? Jesus' reaction now, we have done that. And I want us to see the last one is because the woman's declaration of faith. This is exactly what the Lord wants to bring out for the people. The woman's declaration of faith, that is verse 47. Verse 47. It says this, and when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. What does that mean? When the woman knew that she was not hid, what does that mean? When the woman knew that what it happened, it's not something hidden. It's something that has been known to the one who gave it. And he's asking who? He wants, the Lord wanted the person to come out. What did the woman do? The Bible tells you and me, she came. Like how? What mood? Trembling. What does that mean? Shaking. Afraid. I'm in trouble today. Not only that. And he did what? Kneel down. It is me that taught you, my Lord. Praise the Lord. And everybody's eyes were wide open on their foreheads. And now Peter and others knew that something happened truly. You see, the Lord is always merciful. And is always there to help us out. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. This is what we need. This is what we need. And so to round it up, can you see what the Bible says? Like what we are studying in our memory part today? Jeremiah 29:11. What does he say? My people say it. What does he say? We are round up the message together today. What does he say? My pastor, are you listening to them? Rachel is saying it in tongues. 1 Peter 5:7. What does he say? Cast all your burdens on him. For he does what? He cares for you. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 5:24. What does he say? Faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it. The Bible is talking about the faithfulness of God is ever faithful. Now, are you bringing your burden to him? I will call the pastor to round up the message, but my topic is bring your burden to Jesus. Thank you.